The country went into a panic mode Tuesday afternoon when a live video showed the hand of a man who approached the president from behind and put his arm around him, touching his chest before being pulled away by security. Bwaika at the time was in a crowd and speaking with faculty members at the graduation ceremony of the United Methodist University. The incident has sparked a debate among Liberians within and outside of the country, among those wanting to know the identity of the person and his intentions. Presidential Press Secretary Kula Fofana did not tell VOA if the police apprehended the alleged perpetrator, but she confirmed the incident and said that Joint Security is investigating persons of interest.
What I can further confirm is that there is an active investigation ongoing. The police have investigated and continue to investigate persons of interest around the incident. That is as far as the information I can provide. At the appropriate times, all of the information from our investigative team, that is comprising of both the Executive Protection Service as well as the Liberian National Police, so there's an active joint security, and upon the conclusion of that investigation, we'll provide you all with the facts as we have them.
A Liberian youth, Ernest Mwabai, told VOA he blames presidential security for breach.
I must express my deepest regret in the security that gives protection to our president. There was a huge vulnerability from the security towards our president. But quickly to mention, the action by one of the citizens to have touched the president for me in my mind, I do not as a wrong thing, especially in a time of us just leaving campaign. Everybody stay in their campaign moves, want to see the president at that type of function.
Meanwhile, the governor of the Central Bank of Liberia appeared before the House of Representatives on Thursday following a report from President Boakai that former President George Weah was not accurate when he said his administration left $40 United States dollars in the treasury. In his State of the Nation speech on January 29, President Bwaka said the actual amount is United States dollars 20.5 million, but the bank governor's report showed that separate balances from both United States dollar and Liberian dollars as of December 31, 2023 and January 19, 2024 is equivalent to the amount the former president said he left there. Liberians are wondering who is telling the truth. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nefsi in Monrovia, Liberia.